more from Anne at familyminute.org.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 9:30, time now for Car Talk. And when you know the sun popped out just for a little bit, as Brad Dunn just popped in.
The clouds opened up just a little bit. Yeah.
Parted the ways.
Yeah, we had a run of very beautiful Thursdays. This isn't bad, though.
No, I'll take it.
Rain is good for us. We definitely need the rain right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like next week will be great.
Super.
Beautiful fall weather right around the corner.
Car driving weather.
September. We're a big push to the end of the month. We're always... sell cars to the last minute. You know, our life is this crazy cycle where we start over every few weeks and have, you know, I got 10 emails already this morning reminding me from the manufacturers, reminding me it was the last day of the month and that we had.
How do you like
strong.
That? Where would you be without them, huh? That calendar's useless. You just need the emails.
No, that's right. The manufacturer seems to think we've lost touch with that.
No. Very aware.
But I know it's Thursday, the end of September, and it's time for Car Talk. Lots of great stuff going on. We got bratwurst and the chicken dance this weekend. We got the funnel cakes and corn dogs starting down in Tulsa at the Tulsa State Fair. We still have a few of the Tulsa State Fair tickets
you
left.
You do? Okay.
Yes, we've got opening night is tonight, so it's family fun night. As usual, Ford is sponsoring tonight, so you can get in for half price and get $2 rides. Mm-hmm. You need to stop by the Ford dealership and pick up your ticket. Just talk to a sales consultant, and they'll get one for you. Like I said, half-price admission and $2 rides and lots of – I mean, it's the full Tulsa State Fair again this year. It didn't happen in a big way last year, and you know, so we're excited to be a part of that.
But
there's
Bruce
always
Michelle
a big – lots of Fords down there, of Fords to be seen and lots of exciting stuff to look at.
So Bruce and Michelle still have a little bit of – a couple of stacks, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we've got plenty left, don't hesitate to come by. Okay. We're not going to run out, I don't think. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I mentioned the bratwurst and the chicken dance. We've got Oktoberfest Saturday night, the OKM event. We've got from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. drinks, live music, food, games, dancing, raffle, and the costume contest. It's a great event and all supports the OKM Festival. Go to okmmusic.org or call them at 918-336-9900. I know they've got a few tickets left and can get you in there.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, and then other news this week, the 22 Tundra has been fully revealed now, so there's information out there on all the specs and all the great technology that's coming with it. They've announced that this vehicle is going to have up to 437 horsepower, 583 foot-pounds of torque. It's going to have a 12,000-pound towing capacity. It's going to have, of course, the great technology of 14-inch multimedia screen, one of the largest screens in a truck. Going to have a panoramic roof, all the safety and technology stuff. I was talking to one of our regional guys from Toyota yesterday, and I think there's going to be new factory-centered lifts for the Tundra. We've got those on Tacoma already. This is great because I know people love to modify their trucks, and you see a lot of lifted trucks out there. Mm-hmm. With a new truck, of course, when you take a Toyota or even a Ford or a lot of the other ones and you mess with it, you can mess up some of the safety stuff. Toyota has collision avoidance equipment and stuff, and when you lift it, you've got to take that into account. So this will help with that. We'll make sure that it works with the Toyota factory stuff. It'll be a factory approved at lift and set up whole undercarriage. That's going to be really popular, I know. Right soon after this, well, of course, we've got a couple things also going on. A new Land Cruiser right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Not a very, you know, volume vehicle for us, but we'll sell one or two of those a year, and they're great vehicles. Mm-hmm. And then Corolla Cross, we've talked about that a little bit. It's a new version of the Corolla, going to be really cool. And then we've also got a new Sequoia right around the corner next year that we'll start teasing here pretty soon off the new Tundra platform. Very excited about that. It's really going to be great technology from our friends at Toyota.
That Corolla Cross, that's a pretty appetizing vehicle for young families.
Yeah, I think it is going to be really popular.
One of those things, and really good on the gas, everything.
We've seen more and more of these variations of the SUV. The small SUV is ubiquitous now. And Corolla is such a great vehicle.
Lasts forever.
Lasts forever. kind of combining the two
everything,
a little bit
and
mashing it up into a different kind of vehicle. The other news on the Ford side this week, or we're opening up the 2022 order banks on F-150 Lightning, Bronco, and Mach-E. They're going to open up now or over the next couple of weeks. It's imminent. Well, that means you can go in and get your reservation set up on those. As you know, most of those have been pre-sold before they hit the lot. So if you want to get one, it's better to go in and make your reservation. We'll work with you to customize your order, and those will get here before anything we have for stock on those particular models. We are getting a bunch of the retail orders that we made earlier this summer in now. We've got some trucks coming for guys that needed cabin chassis and things like that that'll be here soon. So even though it looks like the inventory isn't, we don't have a ton of it on the lot, we've always got access to it. There's over about 90 Fords still in our pipeline. But on the ground, I've still got a great deal right now on a 2021 Escape. We have that one discounted. Great. Need to move that one. And then we've got some vehicles that just arrived, a new Edge, several Explorers. We've got two F-150s priced under $40,000. Great deals. So despite the supply and demand issue at Dungis, we still have the great simple price. We've got, you know, so we're not marking them up. I was talking to a friend of mine who used to work at the dealership and actually grew up around here in Bartlesville and lives in Tulsa now. Mm-hmm. And he was shopping for a van, and he was down at the dealer in Tulsa, and they were asking $2,000 over MSRP for a van. And, you know, he called and asked what we had, and we have a CNLB here next week. And, you know, I promised him, no, we wouldn't be doing that. We'd make him a small discount on it, and that's what we're doing. Our simple prices are our market-based prices, but we don't mark them up even when demand kind of signals that. We're making good deals all the time. Really want to pass that on to you. Make sure you get the best deal, and that's really great. Also, Lincoln side got another Aviator in.
Ooh, nice.
Nautilus that'll be here next week or the week after. So inventory is really shaping up. It's really pretty good right now. Toyota side, we got actually pretty good inventory of the Tundra and quite a few of them coming, and Highlander. We're still in kind of a crazy Toyota world where they are selling so fast. I was talking to the man I mentioned who's the regional manager over Oklahoma and Arkansas, our whole area. And, you know, they're having, on average, vehicles are selling 8 out of 9 vehicles on the ground basically every day. It's like,
wow,
8 or 9 out of 10. We're turning it over 80% as a region, which is incredible. So there, many of them are sold before they hit the ground. When they do hit, it's kind of crazy. We sold a RAV4 hybrid to someone from California because there were none there, and so they had to come here to get it. And it was just a matter of timing. And the vehicle had just hit the lot, and they called, and they put a deposit on it. Mm-hmm. So we sold it. It's amazing how that's working right now. So if you're out there looking for a new vehicle, and that just doesn't go at Dungis, if you're looking for a Ford or Lincoln Toyota, of course we want your business. But you know, I know inventories are down everywhere, and most dealers will work with you to get that product for you, even though this may not be on the ground. You may have to be patient, wait just a little bit, but we can get what you need.
Oh, great!
Yeah, it's a great time to buy too, because used trade-in values, because of the supply and demand situation, are really at historically high in relationship to new vehicles. That means you get more for your trade. There's more lending power. Banks are lending more money on vehicles. You can use that to cover up more inequity if you owe more on a vehicle than it's worth. You can cover up some of that with that. So it's a great opportunity now to buy. And I think because used cars are closer to new, you know, it kind of makes the new car value even greater, because vehicles are going to retain their value over time. Right now, I really think they're going to stay in relationship to new really high here for a period here, because the supply and demand issue isn't going to resolve quickly. And we've got all this changing technology, too, which is going to make, I think, used cars in some ways more valuable because they're going to have be tried and true and not be the variations that people aren't necessarily confident in yet. But it is a great time to buy. And, of course, you can check all that out online on our websites. We've got great deals every day up there. And, you know, one thing we talk about a lot, but you can really almost buy your car online right now. You can in and do the whole, all the work ahead. And so that when you come in, it's pretty much all the, it's just the formalities of making the purchase and then the vehicle delivery. So we have more time to go over your vehicle with you and really help you set it up the way you want to use it. That, you know, that I know that purchasing a car is a big decision and takes some time for folks. So as you're making that, you know, making those decisions, just go to our website. You can go in there. You can work to find the vehicle you want. If you don't see it, you can go in and build one like you want. There's tools in there where you can select the vehicle. You can add your trade. You can use your credit to actually submit a soft pull on your credit bureau. It won't hit
ding.
It won't hit your credit bureau. No ding, so it doesn't affect your score. But it does actually look at you and then send some information, a snapshot, and up to what you and the banks that in our system, and so you get an actual offer from a bank, and then you can work your own deal. You can go in there, you can play with the down payment, with the length of the loan, with if it's a new vehicle, we can look at rebates and all the incentives that are available. So you can compare: do I want the rebate or the interest rate? Which one's the better deal for me? And a lot of times that's what people's questions are about when they're in the middle of the purchase process.
They already know what they want.
No, they know what they want. They want to make sure they get that great deal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the, you know, the mystery and what people are looking for is you know, that safe place to purchase. And, you know, that's what we focus on is with our great non-commissioned sales consultants, making it a safe shopping zone. We don't have any markup on the vehicles, like I said. It's all marked and priced every day at market price. And there's none of those funny disclaimers, too. I still see them out there. I do mystery shop at other dealers and try to figure out what they're doing. But, you know, I saw some this week. I'll read you one. All prices include a discount for financing with the dealer to help us manage our customer portfolio with lenders. So the price includes a discount, and it's not, we don't know what the discount is. So when you come in, what is the price? Well, if you're not financing with me, it's some mystery price.
Yeah.
And if you are financing with me, who gets to pick those terms?
Yeah, who does?
Is it the dealer or the customer? How much do I have to give up to get that discount? This is technically illegal, and it's not the right way to do it. It's hidden when you dig deep. It's hidden. They tried to cover their trail on the website and actually written it in their disclaimer. But it's not the right way to price cars. And we put our price up front on the car, on the window sticker on the car. There's actually a QR code where you can go and click and get the internet price right then, our market-based price. You can use that price goes into our digital retailing tool. If there are other discounts, if we have a discount for financing, we will apply that after the price so that you know up front, transparently, the deal you're getting. So I think that's really the right way to do it, and it really is what you're going to find at Dungis.
It is good. I can tell you for a fact is what you're going to find. That was the easiest deal I ever made, and it took very little time. And, of course, if you do some of your homework online, it's basically all over but the formality get in.
That's right.
Here's your car.
We can show you how we came up with your trade value. We can work with you on different lenders and setups, links of loans, leasing, whatever your question is. We really want to customize that deal for you. That purchase experience is about you, right? So whether you want to, you know, want a digital walk around on the vehicle, you want us to do video, pictures, maybe we want to take it to your office or your home, or you want to You know, see if it'll fit in the garage. That's a very common one.
Very common. It is. I had to do that.
Well, it's important, right?
Yes, it is.
Make sure it fits.
You can see the car was built in 2020 and the house was built in 1950. So,
there is that. We haven't talked about that in a while, but there is the traditional Bartlesville garage, you know, from not necessarily the 50s, but those great Gorman construction homes from the 30s and 40s that have that narrow driveway and the little single car garage that I had in a couple houses. That's great. I love that. But yeah, you know, anybody who lives downtown knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, gosh, yes. And you know, one thing too, keeping it simple, when you get into a new vehicle, it's very new to you, especially if you haven't had, you know, like the previous model.
Yeah, and especially once we've reconditioned.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
We're going to go through, we're going to completely really take the car back to as best shape as we can make it.
It's looking factory. It might not be factory, but it's looking.
You know, and then we'll make some decisions, but we're going to fix all the safety stuff. We're going to put the right tires on it, get it maintained and up to speed, and that makes such a huge difference. And most of our used cars come with a warranty. They come with our Dungas Q-certified warranty, which gives you 2 years and up to 100,000 miles of a limited powertrain warranty. It's an actual nationwide warranty, good at any dealership or ASE-certified shop around the country. We also provide a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty at no additional cost on all the new vehicles at Dungas. And that's so just out of as a thank you for doing business with us. It's really something I think is important, because service after the sale really is a great, is part of our business. It's what sustains Dungas. It's it's the our after over 8 decades here in Bartlesville, we really depend on our customer base and our repeat customers. Speaking of service and specials, this in October we're going to start putting more specials up on our websites for service. We're going to add a bunch more, and we've just been working as a team to come up with some discounts for folks. So you might want to check that out.
I will.
We'll just give us a couple days as we're working with the manufacturers to get the best deals we can. We're going to have batteries, tires, brakes, windshield wipers, just about anything you need. Come check it out. You can get to our website at dungaschoice.com, and from there you can get to any of our showrooms. You can navigate new and used car inventory. You can go into there's different tools to evaluate your trade. If you just want to send us a text, we'll evaluate your trade that way. If you want to send us a detailed form lead with information about your vehicle, we can handle it that way. Or if you just want to chat with us on the website, we can handle it that way. Maybe you want to call. That way works great, too. Or come on down.
We'll and get your tickets to the fair.
Yeah, you can come on down, have us look at your trade, get tickets to the fair, get an oil change too at the same time.
You know, something, your service department is great, very helpful folks. They'll explain everything
great
that's going on, and they'll take the time. That no question is too difficult, no question is going to be ignored, just because, you know, it may be simple to someone, but not to you. They're very patient with folks.
They have to be. Vehicles are complex to fix. I mean, sometimes we're chasing things that are hard to determine what's going on. Noises are classic examples of things that can come from multiple different sources. And, and then now we have vehicles are so complicated, so much technology in it. I mean, we know one of the reasons why the supply of new vehicles is a little out of whack this year is because of the microchip issues, but there are thousands of basically microchips and compute and dozens of computers in your vehicle operating different systems, and vehicles today are very technical and mechanical put together, and so the technicians really do have to spend a lot of time training, and it's a great career. I think that's something that people often we haven't done a great job in our industry of really talking about the career opportunities. In service in particular, we find a lot of guys now come to into automotive from fields like information technology because of the technology
evolving
in the vehicles. But those guys are so successful, and they can make a great living. A senior master tech in a new car dealership, it's going to make anywhere from from $30 to $40 a flag rate hour.
Wow.
And that's really
that's very good.
It's a chance to make a great living. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can move on up into management and or, you know, sales roles. Mm-hmm. It's really there's a lot of great opportunity. And you know, it's not just, you know, being a grease monkey or whatever perceive of mm-hmm. the old, you know, classic mechanics mm-hmm. role. And, you know, of course, we still need people to change oil and rotate tires and do some of that work. Mm-hmm. But it pretty much, you move out of that pretty quickly once you're in the industry and you start learning.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we've also got opportunity in our body shop. We could hire several people there right now, and we really need, you know, there's just more work than we can handle, mm-hmm. Both on the what they call the metal and the paint side. Mm-hmm. We need people and help. So if you know anybody, maybe you know somebody who's driving to Tulsa to work, mm-hmm. you know, have them give us a shout. We have a great opportunity. I'd love to find somebody with some experience, but we'd also consider an intern and just somebody that we could bring in and develop as an apprentice that maybe wants to move into working with on cars that way. A body shop is a whole different spectrum from we talked about the mechanical mm-hmm. side, but body shop is part is evolving too, with lots of new paint technologies, measuring systems, laser measuring systems. And if you think about the role of safety equipment in the new vehicles and how all these lasers and radar systems work mm-hmm. and cameras, you know, it affects the body shop also.
Suddenly you just said cool when you said radar and laser. All these young guys going, wow, sign me up.
it's all converging, and cars are, you know, really probably the greatest single piece of technology people own, right, mm-hmm. when you think yeah. about it that way. And yeah, so it is something that, you know, I just think people ought to give it a shot. If you're interested, give us a shout. Or if you're maybe out at Tri-County and studying that, mm-hmm. We have two guys right now that were there last year.
At Tri-County?
At Tri-County in the IT stuff, mm-hmm. and they're now in the Toyota T10 program learning. They're at Ogmulgee at the Automotive Training yeah. Center there. They worked all summer here. They'll go to a couple months at Ogmulgee and get trained, go to college basically. Then they come back in, I think, November or December for about 8 weeks. At the end of the first semester, we start buying them tools, and they mm-hmm. While they're learning, they're getting their tools set up. It's essentially like a scholarship to learn and they get to work through that, mm-hmm. Learn from our experienced techs, and mm-hmm. you know, so and we have opportunities like that in Ford, you know, and maybe you aren't sure you want to go into the manufacturer program. So these guys were gung-ho and ready to go and want to be Toyota technicians. Mm-hmm. You can also just start, you know, with an oil change or maybe our parts department or the mm-hmm. body shop, and we'll find the right place for you.
Indeed.
That we really want to create career paths for people and opportunity for people to grow and, you know, and benefit their lives and also the dealership and our customers, of course.
You've got so many long-term employees there, it works.
Well, I mean, that's really, say. I mean, I talk about it on the show every week, but it is yeah. part of our business, you know, it's yeah. the lifeblood of our business and those folks. And yeah, I think we talked about that. I mean, our painter in the body shop, he started at Tri-County, the manager did, many of our employees started out there in the mm-hmm. automotive training center mm-hmm. out there and then came to the dealership and have, you know, moved around, matriculated through different departments. And the body shop manager started out in parts, was ended up moving up several times there. Now he's the body shop manager. Mm-hmm. He actually went to the body shop training school at Tri-County.
Ooh.
And so he's back where he started mm-hmm. And learned a lot in the meantime about our parts system, and that benefits him so much in his current role.
Oh, golly,
and,
yeah.
You know, so, it, you know, just give us a shout if you're looking for an opportunity. We'll be mm-hmm. happy to work with you on that.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, we're getting closer to the end of the show again this week, Tom, mm-hmm. and you know, it was a sad weekend last weekend. I lost my father, which was a hard time. And people might remember him. He went to high school around here. Mm-hmm. Oh, Willie, people remember Willie Dungis? Mm-hmm. Played on the football team and was a 4-H'er, 4-H boy of the year around here, and a great man. We've lost our leader, and I just wanted to acknowledge that on the show. He was a great man, a great mentor of mine, obviously important in our lives.
Yes,
but I did want to just let everybody know that might know him. He will be missed.
Very much so.
So, also this weekend, let's not forget we've got OKM Oktoberfest Saturday from 4 to 11. Great party. Come on out and see what's going on down there. Tulsa State Fair starts today. We've got tickets, half-price entry, and $2 rides. Come on down. Ask a sales consultant for your ticket. Go and check out the 2022 Tundra. You want to go Google that. They're not in stock yet. We got a couple months of selling the 2021. And, you know, so even despite the inventory situation, I've been told we're going to have some Tundras. Sweet. So I think Tundras and Highlanders are going to be fairly available this fall. Mm-hmm. You're going to be kind of scarce, I hear, on RAV4s and Camrys. But we'll make our way through that, and we're so excited about that 22 Tundra. So you can get all the information on that if you just Google 22 Tundra. And then, like I said before, the 2022 order banks open up on the F-150 Lightning and Bronco and Mach-E. You know, the electric vehicles are coming. Ford's got that great truck and the Mach-E. We've got a Mach-E coming for stock inventory be here later this fall, so you might want to talk to a sales consultant about that.
Yeah, they like to go Bronco, for the test ride with you.
Lots of news about Bronco. We are, like I said, the order bank for the 2022 is about to open up. The 2021s are still being built. There was an issue with the hard tops on them for a little bit, and they resolved that. They've got a new manufacturing process on it, and so they're cranking up again, and those should be scheduling. Those of you who have orders out there will start to be scheduling. We've got one in the dealership right now that's our service loaner, and another one that's coming soon. So if you want to check one out, you can come, you know, unless we've got it loaned out, we can show it to you at the dealership, or maybe if your vehicle's in service, you might get lucky and get to drive it. You want to check out the Bronco. We've got great deals on the lot, used car deals. Got traded this week for a great Lexus, for a beautiful red Chevy Camaro, for an older FJ Cruiser, Toyota FJ Cruiser. Got lots of trucks, too, in stock right now, and Lincolns. So great used car inventory. None of that, especially those specialty vehicles, the Lexus, the Camaro, that FJ Cruiser, those are not going to last long. So check them out online. Come down and talk to us.
You know, I could very easily be a collector.
We have some customers that I think they are.
They are. Wait a minute. You got about as many in your garage as we got in ours. You've seen those guys. But they're fun, you know.
It's kind of fun to get new cars.
It is.
It's a hobby, I guess, for some.
For some.
For most people, it's not. For most, it's an awfully big purchase decision.
It is.
And so we'll help you out with that too, whether you're a collector and it's a hobby, or if you it's the first vehicle you've ever purchased. We want to really help you with that all the way through your life and be your choice for your transportation problem solver.
Indeed. Dungis Family of Autos, and of course the website
DungisChoice.com, or call us at 918-333-0900. Our friendly staff's there to help you and take care of all your automotive needs.
Indeed they are, and I can tell you folks from experience, it's the best experience you're going to have. It's easy, it's simple, as we say. And there's nothing hidden, there's no three-card Monty going on there. It's all right there in front of you, and everything is very well explained, and I really appreciate that.
That is part of what we teach. Anyway, come check it out. You can, or check it out online, like we said, and come get your State Fair tickets. Don't forget.
All righty, folks, we're going to have ourselves a good day today, and we might even get some rain tonight. We'll have a full look at your forecast as well as a look at the news coming up in just a little bit right here on K1, the one you trust. CBS News comes your way in just a few moments right here on K1.
Thanks for listening to